So today I'll be doing the Tinkly questionnaire by Mr. Tinkles. Hi, Mr. Tinkles. Hi. Question one. What GWA tags are you most drawn to and what do you wish there were more of? What GWA tags am I drawn to? I don't know what tags I'm drawn to. I just kind of stare at the front page and just browse and see if anyone's come up with a witty title or. Tags. What tags am I drawn to? I guess I'm drawn to weird tags almost. So this can range from anything creative, really. So there's sub genres in tagging sometimes. So sometimes you get audios that are fantasy based, so you often think of dragons, knights, and damsel in distress sort of fantasy type audios rather than sexual fantasies. They're interesting, I'm drawn to those. But then again, those sort of cross over to the historical side. And those. I think these are my guilty pleasure because I really, really do like history. So, yeah, I'm drawn to fantasy, historical tags. Fantasy. Doesn't sci-fi, science fiction come under that sort of area? So you go from dragons to a more futuristic type environment. So you'd think of androids and artificial intelligence. Although I haven't seen many science fiction sexy times. There have been a few audios that revolve around sexy times with androids and they were really good, but nobody's touched upon the other aspects of science fiction. So, time travel. Time travel is a big one. No one's traveled back in time to go have sexy times with anyone, or traveled to the future and made some utopia where androids exist and artificial intelligence hasn't killed everyone. Oh wait, yeah, this is sort of to do with time travel. I don't know what's it called. Time stopping, time freezing, something like that. You know, where you stop time and you could have sexy times with someone. But would that be classified as rape if everyone else is frozen in time? Or unless your partner was consensually, or if your partner gave consent already and they're not frozen, but they're sort of traveling in time with you, but everything around you is frozen, if that makes sense. What do I wish there was more of? I'm going to have to say some descriptions of undressing. In some audios, you just get straight to the sexy bits and you don't have any sort of foreplay. So there's no description of whether they've unzipped their trousers or if you ripped my underwear off. It's just straight, boom, sexy times. And it's like, have I still got my clothes on? How have you engaged the sexy times? So yeah, that would be really nice to hear some descriptions of undressing. Humor, yes, that's a big one. I really, really do like laughing during audios. It's not that audios are serious and we just go straight to the sexy times, but I really do like dorky, awkward audios where you can really hear the performer's personality come through, other than the almost black and white Yeah, we're going to have sex right now. Although, that's another tag I'm drawn to. I really, really do like laughs, chuckles, any sort of noises that really aren't genuine, and even if they're just ramble faps. I love rambles. So, yeah, I'm going on about tags I like and what I want to hear more of. Evidently, I type and write eloquent answers, and it's like, boom, yeah, here's my answer. But when I talk about my answer, I just, it's just a brain fart. It's like, bleh. Question two. Do you listen to audios for purely intellectual reasons? Do you listen to audios for purely intellectual reasons, or do you use them for sexy wand polishing slash cauldron stirring activities? If you do, how important are sexy audios to your self-pleasure exploits? I'm so sorry. I'm just gonna keep laughing when I read these questions. So, do I listen to audios for sexy times or intellectual reasons? For science, really, I don't really use sexy audios for cauldron stirring activities. I tend to use them in the initial stage of where you know you're aroused, but you don't really mind it. So I tend to listen to audios to progress that arousal. So I won't actually use them to make my cauldron boil, but I will use them as arousal aids. So they'll just slowly push me towards the edge where I need to touch myself. They're not that important. They're sort of the. How important are these audios? They're not that important. I take too long to have self-pleasure exploits. They're too, way too long. So audios tend to be used during the initial stages, so I don't actually use them to finish, if that answers your question. Question three. If you could time travel to any point in history for sexy times, when slash where would you go, and who would you have wild sexual escapades with? You can also bring someone from your own time period with you, if you're so inclined. I've actually had this conversation a few months ago, Mr. Woody. We had a conversation concerning where would you time travel to history, but I don't think it was necessarily revolving around sexy times. So, where would I go in history? So, my first stop would be 19th century France. Because during that time, during the 19th century, I think it was called the realist romanticism movement. I don't know, but in the 19th century, everything sort of went towards science and rationality. So, it was one of those time periods where art became more prominent, so from paintings, music, so I can't think of music. Oh, Claude Debussy. He's from the 19th century, I think, so you'd get to hear compositions by him and explore romantic ideas. So this is where poetry and sculptures would come into play. But during the 19th century France, you also got an uprising in social science and philosophy. So I think that's an important stage in history because it began the movement from traditional values. So in the olden times, you often get history to be dominated by religion, so you would think God, and most of it would be revolving around family and being patriot, so focusing on your country and nationalism. So the movement of Romanticism and Impressionism is important because it shows a different side to humanity in general. As throughout history, you get the main themes revolving again and again. So you'd have war and sex, really. Those two are the main themes that run throughout the course of history. So following that idea, my second stop would probably be ancient Greece, as that was the birthplace of philosophy, I think it was. So you would have Socrates, although he died. All of them died, actually. So Socrates, Plato, and Aristotle. So it'd be interesting to time travel back to the time period where philosophy originated from. Although you'd have to be careful because some were killed for their philosophy. And then my third stop would be the Renaissance. So you'd visit the main central country that the Renaissance came from, so Italy. I think I'd have to visit Rome, Vienna, Florence, as those were the main sites or locations that the Renaissance stemmed from. So it was the important period where you went from the Middle Ages to modern history. So from the Dark Ages, you had this explosion of art. And so they focused on the philosophy, as I've mentioned before with Greece. It brought about the movement of literature and art, so paintings, buildings, architecture. So it'd be nice to see how Renaissance brought a difference to society now. And then I'd probably also visit the Industrial Revolution in the United Kingdom, so you'd have the industrial sites being built, trains and steam being the focus, and technology advancing. I think I'm going off track because you say this has to be sexy times. Does it really have to be for sexy times? Because you ask, who would you have wild sexual escapades with? But I don't know who I'd want to fuck, you know? Yeah, my cauldron doesn't work that way. I just can't fuck someone. So you're essentially asking me, who would I stalk for the rest of history? Not Cody Yondia. Who would be my senpai? Oh, I don't know. Who would I stalk? I don't know if I'd have sexy times with them, but I'd have an intellectual conversation with them. I don't know about sexy times. I don't know. Even if I did bring someone from my present time, would I really want to have sexy times with them in different locations? Ooh, that's a difficult question. I don't think I can answer that one. But if you want to know who would I stalk and make my senpai, I'd have to go with Nikola Tesla? Nick. I don't know how you pronounce his name. Nikola. Blah, blah, blah. Nikola Tesla. The, The inventor / engineer, as he contributed to the electrical system, and probably Prince Albert. But then I'm biased, I don't actually know what these historical figures would be like in person, so it'd be difficult to randomly show up and go, "Hi, wanna hook up?" Yeah. Question 4. What's your favourite sexual fantasy that you've never been able to fulfil yet? My favourite sexual fantasy. I think I've made an audio on it. Yeah, my recent audio focuses on making my partner feel beautiful, so I think that's my favourite sexual fantasy that I've never been able to fulfil. Just taking the time to appreciate my partner and trace them and pleasure them again and again. So yeah, that's my favourite sexual fantasy that I've never been able to fulfil. Tracing and being able to worship somebody else's body. Why didn't you number these questions, Tinkles? I keep forgetting what number I'm on. Question 5. If you had the ability to become some kind of sexy supernatural creature, e.g. vampire, incubus, succubus, mermaid, multi-tentacled, Lovecraftian horror, etc., what would you want to be? Oh, I don't know, you've made it difficult. My initial answer would have been a succubus, because it'd be non-stop 60 times and that sexual energy would become my life energy, I think. And it'd be fun for people to sacrifice their souls and summon me in a pentagram. It'd be funny. It'd be like, poof, succubus. Although my answer is succubus, I'd have to say the multi-tentacled Lovecraftian horror would be my second option. Who wouldn't want to have tentacles? Squish, squish.
Question 6. How many sex toys do you own that strongly resemble lightsabers? Do they have the elegant designs of the Jedi or the harsher, more forceful designs of the Sith? And how many of them are curved like Count Dooku's lightsaber? This is terrible. I can't stop laughing. Most of this ramble's just going to be giggling. I don't think any of them sort of resemble lightsabers. Yeah, I don't really think they resemble lightsabers. Your question just makes me laugh. They're too short to be lightsabers. If my sex toys were lightsabers, I'd be dead. They're like short ranged. I wouldn't be able to stab or swing it around. I guess if I had to describe them, yeah, they'd be sort of elegant designs since they're simple and curved, sort of. It depends on what you mean by curved, because none of them go at an angle, they're all straight. Okay, I'm going to skip this question because I'm just going to keep giggling like a maniac. Question 7. If you have a penis, have you ever pretended it was a lightsaber and made lightsaber swooshing noises while waving it around? If you don't have a penis, have you ever grabbed someone else's penis and done the same while pleasuring it? No, I do not have a penis, and no, I have never grabbed someone else's penis and done the same. Although that would be funny, just to grab someone's cock and go, wee, and just swoosh it around. And yeah, I don't think I'd pretend their cock was a lightsaber. I'd more likely think of it as the joystick of an X-wing, you know, piloting their X-wing into my Death Star trench. Question 8. Have you ever had a partner write things on your skin, and was it Harry Potter fan fiction? I've never had a partner, so. No, I haven't. But I have had some friends doodle stuff on my skin before. Normally it'd be hearts in their name, so it wasn't exactly Harry Potter fan fiction. Question 9. I think it's question 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, yep. Question 9. During their orgasm, would you prefer that your partner whimper quietly as they come, scream their pleasure loudly, or just moan at a moderate volume? Or would you prefer that they drop some dubstep beats as they come? Can't read the example whilst laughing. I can't read the example without laughing. I really can. For example, yeah, baby, I'm coming. Crunk. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Pee dee dee doo. Well, if someone could drop some dubstep beats as they come, that'd be pretty impressive. So, if you could do that, would you beatbox whilst you come, or? Just because I'm trying to Imagine how my partner would drop some dubstep beats. I just encourage whatever noises they'd make. I wouldn't judge them. So yeah, I don't have a preference. They can do whatever they please, and if they drop some dubstep beats, yeah, then go for it. Seriously, Tinkle, why did you not number these questions? 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Question 10. What is your favorite position, and is it dragon style? In which the woman swoops down, arms outstretched like wings, and the man has to thrust his dragon slaying spear at the right spot or risk being killed by fire. If the woman doesn't actually breathe fire for some reason, she can just aggressively blow puffs of air at the man's face while going, "Rah, rah, give me your treasures, human." I don't know what my favorite position is. Favorite position? I don't know, I haven't even tried any sort of position, so I'd be... I don't know. You're going to have to come back to me on that one. So I'm just going to say being the little spoon to a big spoon, or the jetpack to my partner, where I sort of spoon them. But I'm too tiny, so I end up being a jetpack. But I think you're talking about sexy positions, but I don't know any sexy positions because I haven't had any. Because I haven't tried any sexy positions. Question 11. Would you ever consider giving a sexy countdown in fractions in which the other person can only come if you reach a value of less than 50%, but you use fractions like 670/1337, which equals 51.08%, just to troll them? No, I would never consider giving sexy countdowns in fractions because I'm terrible at maths, so I'd be there during sexy times holding this calculator in front of me trying to figure out these sums. But if my partner was really good at maths and wanted to give me a sexy countdown in fractions, it'd be a bit weird. It'd be a bit difficult because I would be there with the calculator trying to figure out these percentages and no one I'm allowed to come. It'd be really, really difficult as I suck at maths. But if they wanted to include sexy times during maths, I could go on and make really bad math puns right in the middle of sexy times. Like, can I plug my solution into your equation? See, that doesn't sound sexy. What other math sort of sexy sort of stuff is there? I heard you're good at maths. Because my legs are always divided. I'm not good at maths, but we can 69. So yeah, I don't think I'd be able to incorporate maths into sexy times. But I do believe you could use maths for pickup lines, though. You could say, can I calculator? Can I call you late? No, okay. I'm just being lame, so I'll just skip to the next question. Whatever question this is. Question 12. Would you do a sexy Lord of the Rings roleplay? And if so, would you refer to the penis? Assuming a penis is involved, is the Tower of... How do you pronounce this? Borodor? As the Tower of Borodor, bonus points for referring to it as the Eye of Sauron. Would I do a sexy Lord of the Rings roleplay? I don't think so. I don't think I'd get any sort of sexy times if I did a Lord of the Rings roleplay. I don't think my partner would appreciate if I did a sexy Gandalf cosplay and then denied them of coming whilst saying, "You shall not come." Yeah, I don't think they'd appreciate that. And I don't think they'd appreciate my Gollum or Smeagol impression whilst stroking their wand, or all the whilst saying, my precious, Mr. the Precious. So I don't think they'd appreciate me stroking their wand and repeatedly chanting, my precious. Question 13. Have you ever listened to sexy audios whilst trading on the stock market? And if so, during the climax portion of the audio, did you shout, call me the Narwhal of Wall Street, baby? No, but I've never traded stocks. I still don't understand the stock market, even after a few messages concerning the stock market, but I do know that currently the dollar and euro has more value than the British pound, as the British are going under the Brexit, and since they are leaving the EU, the value of the pound has suddenly gone down, and that's all I know about stocks. Question 13. If you have just had an orgasm, would you allow your partner to continue pleasuring you, or would you insist that your extremely sensitive sexy bits are now a keep away zone? And what are your feelings on marathon blowjobs / marathon cunnilingus, in which your partner orally pleasures you again and again, virtually non-stop, over the course of several hours? After I've orgasm, I'm really extremely sensitive, so I'd probably insist that the cauldron is off limits, but knowing my partner, they'd probably enjoy making me squirm, and if they teased me enough, I'd probably climax again, probably. Or they might just get hit or thrown off the bed. One of the two. And as for marathon blowjobs / cunnilingus, I'd be up for it. I'd want to do that. Continue to pleasure my partner for ages and ages. So yeah, I think that's on my bucket list. Going at it for ages. So long as we have short breaks in between each hour or so. Because surely whoever is doing the pleasuring will get thirsty, or their jaw might start to hurt. So I think it'd be essential that during these marathons that both parties, participants, have regular breaks. So it'd be cool. Question 15.
What's your favorite thing to do after getting some good loving? E.g. sleep, eat ice cream, describe why Harry slash Ginny is a terrible pairing, etc. I don't know this, Tinkles. I haven't had any sort of good loving. What would I do straight after, though? What would be my favorite thing to do afterwards? I don't know. I presume it'd be cuddles, or depending on where and when this loving takes place, it depends. But if it's at home in a bed, I'd probably get them something to drink or eat. We'd probably have something delicious to eat. Unless they fell asleep, then I'd probably tuck them in and then go sneak to the kitchen to see if they had any good snacks in the fridge or something. Although I do admit Harry slash Ginny is a sort of terrible pairing, but then again you could argue Hermione and Ron are a terrible pairing. Then again, who do we really ship in Harry Potter? That is the real question here. But I won't bore you with that sort of ramble. Last final question. Is it ever acceptable to rickroll someone during sex? If you do believe it's acceptable, then when is the best time to do it to someone? For example, during their orgasm or during foreplay, or perhaps when that person is orally pleasing you, etc. When would it be acceptable? I don't think it'd be acceptable to do it at any time. Unless they were as jokey and funny as you. So, when would it be acceptable to do so? I don't think it's ever acceptable unless your partner does it to you. So personally, I'd probably rickroll someone during foreplay. So it'd be like, what would this be like? It'd be right in the middle of a makeout session. So there you are, making out with your partner. So how would it begin? So you'd sort of move away from kissing their lips, and then you'd go, "We're no strangers to love." And then you'd move lower down their neck, and then you know the rules, and so do I. A full commitment, what I'm thinking of. And then you'd do stuff like that. You'd casually whisper these lyrics into their ears. You begin to kiss their neck or kiss your way down to their cauldron or wand. And then ideally they wouldn't notice that it's a rickroll, but they probably rickroll me back. So if I started with the verse, they'd probably end up singing the chorus to me. So yeah, that's the tinkly questionnaire. Hopefully I haven't bored anyone with this. Bye! Have a good day, or evening, where you are. Bye!